The Lord has sanctified us in many ways in our lives, and He expects the people who have been sanctified by Him should in turn sanctify the Lord. So it's important for us to sanctify Him to avoid the displeasure of our Father, the Most High. Welcome to the translation of the sermon by Apostle A.C. Dawson at New Jerusalem Church. Praise the Lord. Moses was a great leader. He had met the Lord in person and received the commandments. But one wrong behavior of his brought great punishment to him. Numbers chapter 27 verse 14 says, "For in the wilderness of Zin, during the strife of the congregation, you rebelled against my command to hallow me at the waters before their eyes. These are the waters of Meribah at Kadesh in the desert of Zin." Failing to sanctify the Lord, Moses was denied to enter into Canaan, the promised land to where he was leading the Israelites. Sanctifying the Lord means to follow his words as they were told. Although Moses failed to follow the instruction of the Lord in the right way, there was no lack of miracles in the congregation. This is the reason why a lot of evangelists could come up with miracles, prophecies, and signs and justify their waywardness. Moses continued to do miracles in spite of his disobedience to God because the people needed them. Whoever blasphemes the word of God and fails to follow them for the reasons ranging from material gains, prestigious positions, or support from government departments, etc., will face the wrath of God. We might have done a lot of things for the Lord, sacrificed a lot, shown love and seen visions. But when we overlook the words of God, it would be counted as sacrilege. The Lord has come into us to sanctify Him. The Lord expects us to be righteous so that His light could shine through us in front of the nations. The seeds that fall on the good ground will sprout when the rain falls on them. The word of God is like those seeds. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 9, the Lord teaches His disciples how to pray. "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." The Lord is made of holiness, and it's our prerogative to hallow His name. When we err in our following of the Lord, the name of the Lord is violated. The Bible in our hands is our guiding light. If we don't follow the scripture, our entire attempt to reach heaven will be in vain. The great Moses was denied of his entry into Canaan. The Lord was firm in not giving him a second chance. The people who have received the Holy Spirit should be very careful in following the commands of God. The wives should follow the husbands, the children, their parents, in the right way. Moses didn't commit any great sin. The Lord asked him to talk to the rock, but he knocked it with a stick and found himself out of favor with the Lord. We should also be very careful in our following of the Lord. I myself am very cautious about how I behave. I have to be vigilant in guarding the Lord's house. If I am not vigilant enough, the Lord will pull me up for questioning. That is the reason why I sometimes use strict language when it comes to the discipline of the church. We all know that the church is the body of Christ. Jesus is the head of it. The name of the Lord will be tarnished at every sin we commit, since we belong to the flock of the Lord. Somebody asked me, "If I do things as I like, why it bothers you?" As long as he belongs to the church, he is part of the body, and if he makes mistake, it affects the whole body. So I do have concerns about how every part of the body behaves, because the body belongs to God. We know some of us have left a lucrative job just because it didn't meet the moral standards we learned from the scripture. Dear children, the coming of the Lord is near. The Lord is living in us, and He watches our every move. In the Old Testament, the Lord made His presence at times, but now, in the time of New Testament, the Lord is living in us. We have a responsibility to God to keep the body clean. Dear children of New Jerusalem, our life should always proclaim the life of holiness in us. That is what the Holy Spirit loves to have in us. Malachi chapter 2 verse 11 says, Judah has broken faith. A detestable thing has been committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. Judah has desecrated the sanctuary the Lord loves by marrying the daughter of a foreign god. Anything that is done against the Lord's statutes is a form of blaspheme, and we can never accept that. Some people are bent on twisting the words of the scripture. Marriage is known to be a holy communion. There shouldn't be anything that is tainted in it. The church will never accept any such union. If we break the statutes of God, our responsibility to safeguard the sanctity of the commandments will be severely questioned. John chapter 17 verse 17 says, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." Nobody will become holy just because somebody tells them to be holy. One wouldn't be saved just because somebody asks him to raise his hands. One would be saved through the truth. The Lord expects his people to be pure. Jesus told the Father that he was sanctifying himself for the sake of the people so they could also be sanctified. John 17 verse 19. Anybody who leads should be worthy of the leadership. I am the head of our church, and I should also be guide to you all. Some people say, don't judge the preacher, but judge his preaching. I don't agree with that. We should look at the preacher as well as his preaching. We should see whether or not the preacher practices his preaching. Our church has been built on a foundation, and there won't be any change in it. The foundation was laid on the words of God, and we will never allow anybody to alter it at any cost. I have been in the spiritual life for more than 50 years, and the Lord has been keeping me in His hands safely. We have met a lot of people who have given us advices not in line with what the Bible says. We always ignored them. The Lord says that we should have the resemblance of Him in us. Job declared that He will shine like the gold after tested by fire. The trials, tests, temptations, and hardships make us shine like the pure gold. We want to grow and be complete like Jesus. The Lord has called us to be the first fruit. The man who follows the truth will have the spiritual life embedded in him. Jesus himself asked the Father to cleanse his disciples by his truth. And I, as an example, cleanse myself. Every one of us can spread the gospel, proclaim about the Lord, but we should live as an example to them. We should never do anything against the word. In the beginning of our missionary work, even to get 10 paise was very difficult. One day, our pastor gave a boy 50 paise, which had some value at that time, and asked him to get some sugar from the shop. The shopkeeper wrapped it in a paper bag and gave it to the boy. When we opened the bag, we found the same 50 paise coin in it that had slipped from the hand of the shopkeeper. Pastor immediately gave the paise to the boy and asked him to go and return it to the shopkeeper. When the boy did that, the shopkeeper raised his hands, holding the coin, and told what happened to the fair crowd and declared, "They are Christians." There, the name of the Lord was glorified. Wherever we work or whatever we do, our acts should glorify the Lord. That really pleases Him, because the Lord we worship is the Holy One. We should refrain ourselves from saying anything that hurts the sentiments of others. We shouldn't gossip to cause a rift between one another. There should never be any disparity between us. Jesus pleaded to the Lord that as they were one, let the disciples also be one with them as well. We too, likewise, should have the divine identity that we belong to the same church and the same Lord. But if we behave like the worldly people, the name of the Lord will never be glorified by us. His name will be desecrated If we find ourselves to be in the wrong place and having dealings with wrong people, Job was sensitive about his children falling victim to an unknown sin of some kind. He resorted to sacrificial cleansing so that they could be blemishless in the eyes of the Lord. The Bible describes him to be blameless, upright, who feared God and shunned evil. Beloved children, we have arrived at a time to demonstrate the uniqueness of the name New Jerusalem Church. Let me remind you that the Lord has chosen us to be His first fruit. He wants to walk in the middle of our congregation and have personal relationship with us. There should not be any hurdles to His presence. Paul was made to realize that he had sinful body with him, and he loathed it for that. He earnestly craved to be godly in nature. He waited on the Lord for that and examined his life thoroughly. He lamented about his carnal desires that tormented him. In Galatians chapter 6 verse 17, he says like this, "From now on, let no one trouble me with these things, for I bear on my body the scars that show I belong to Jesus." We shouldn't be desirous of anything which will not please God. The outward adornment is not the one that beautifies you. Martin Luther has written a book called The Bondage of the Will. The key to the right to heaven is based on John chapter 20 verse 23. Those who don't have this right cannot take people to the kingdom of God. How can we enter into a house without the key? God gave the key to the heaven in the hands of Peter, and such a right has been given to our church as well. There had been some storm knocking on our church, but in the midst of it all, the church is standing firm and growing in stature. Remember the house that was built on the rock? Ours is also built on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ, and I'm happy to see it growing fast. King David sings to the Lord like this in Psalms chapter 51 verses 10 to 13. "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit in me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and make me willing to obey you. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will turn back to you. We declare to you to follow us because we bear the resemblance of God in us, because we follow the footsteps of the Father and the Son." 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15 says, "Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." One cannot have sinful thoughts in the mind and worship Him at the same time. Doing so is like insulting the Lord. That's why we insist on confessing your sins. That helps you to have a clean heart. Eli was a head priest. The Lord had great promises for his family, but his sons desecrated the temple of the Lord greatly. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30 says, "Therefore the Lord, the God of Israel, declares, I promised that your house and your father's house would minister before me forever. But now the Lord declares, far be it from me. Those who honor me, I will honor, but those who despise me will be disdained." How do we honor God? By following His statutes, laws, commandments, and the sacrifices we make. Everything should be proper in His presence. We give thanks to the Lord constantly, but it should be for the right reason. We should be very careful in it. The Lord has promised great things for the church. It will surely come to pass, but we should be very careful about our conduct. Consider the case of Eli. God did promise Eli great things, but as his sons failed to sanctify the Lord, he withdrew his promises. Sanctification means the following of the words and keeping ourselves worthy of His promises. Breaking the promises to Him will bring disaster to us. The Lord is recruiting for His army. He watches over our acts, behavior, and our discipline. May we all come under His favorable list. There are seats reserved on either side of the Lord to be seated for the ones who deserve them. The seats are given to the ones who have the merit, not any recommendation. Let's live a life of sanctifying the Lord and receive the love of God and blessings. Amen. If you want to contact us, our website is www.newjerusalemnews.in. Email njcngl@gmail.com. May God bless you all. Amen.